why men have women in their lives.
This has been an eternal question, hasn't it? This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Why do men have women in their lives? What a lovely question, and what a lovely thing to think about. Just why do men have women in their lives? We know the Adam and Eve story. And the Adam and Eve story is really quite something very lovely. The woman was to be a reflection of man's feminine nature, of his loving, gentle qualities, of his purity of spirit, of his inner goodness. And that's a very lovely thing. And today, we see this more and more expressed throughout the world, where men are recognizing that women are really quite lovely, just as women are. Not as CEOs of grand businesses, or as the mother of their family, or as the wife. Not as a feminine part of the partnership that they have in their marriage. But women are just there to be that gentle, feminine, loving self. And it gives a man an opportunity to be gentle, loving, and feminine himself. Because a man would, generally speaking, not go out and buy himself a box of candy, or that is the nice candy, like C's and so forth, not just a candy bar. Or would he go out and buy himself a dozen roses or something special? Although there are some men who do this, and those men are very special. The world sometimes looks askant at them because they seem to be expressing their feminine nature in a way that the rest of the world would like to do it, but doesn't do it. But we have women in our lives so that we can express our feminine nature, so we can express our gentleness. Gentle, tough, but oh so gentle. Yes, that's a very lovely way to be. Tough, but oh so gentle. When a man sees a woman, he wants to say, "My dear, may I open the door for you?" Or, rather than saying that, he just quickly reaches out and opens the door in a very gallant way, in a very proper way, because he wants to respect the femininity in all of life. He wants to respect the femininity in every experience that ever may be. And as he does this, he is expressing it from the depth of his own being, from the depth of his own heart and his own soul. Unfortunately, when we raise children, we don't raise them to be gallant. We don't raise them to be gentle and loving to their parents. We don't raise them to be a very sensitive and caring person. We don't say it's okay to cry if you feel emotionally intense about something, or if you feel upset about something. We don't say that's okay. We say don't do that. That's the feminine wiles being expressed. And yet, that feminine wile is a very gentle and a very loving thing. Can you imagine, and I think this might be a wonderful thing in itself, but can you imagine a world in which women did not cry because they were so happy? They did not cry because they were sad. They did not cry because they were unhappy about something. Can you imagine a world like that? A world that lacks this tender, gentle touch of the humanness of life itself. Now, when we think about this, why men have women in their lives? Women represent, to a large extent, the spiritual nature of being. A woman represents the birth nature, the loving nature, the gentle nature. A woman represents the tenderness. A woman represents God at its finest and most lovely expression. Oh, a man is a wonderful thing too, but a woman is that very special, tender thing that we all treasure and honor and respect. We respect people who are loving to one another, and women represent this wonderful talent and this wonderful generosity, this wonderful beingness. We respect people who are sensitive to the needs of others. Not that they take away their right to be themselves, but they're sensitive to the needs of others, and they say, "There, there, it'll all be all right now." When the guru said to the king who waited so long to hear a message, "This too shall pass," that was the feminine side of the guru speaking. It was not a masculine attitude. Go and fight. Go and get what belongs to you. Go and take what belongs to you. Go and demand it. That's not the feminine way. That's not the woman way. The woman way is gentleness. The woman way is, as they say, with the womanly wiles. And really, those are the sensitive, caring qualities. Men have them too, but they have not been trained to utilize them. They've been trained not to utilize them by their parents. Unfortunately, this is a very unhappy thing. The very people who deserve such loving, gentle care, the woman, forget sometimes to teach her son, it's okay to be gentle. Now go give your sister a hug. Now go give your aunt a hug. Go be gentle with someone. And no, you don't have to go out and fight somebody. You go out, sticks and stones will hurt my bones, but names will never hurt me. You go out and you say, "Hey, let's see if we can negotiate. Let's see if we can work together on this. Let's see if we can have what is mutually beneficial for us." And as you do that, you develop a camaraderie, you develop a oneness, you develop the sensitivity that a woman's nature would bring to the bargaining tables. Perhaps we should have women ambassadors more than we do. Perhaps we should have women in our high places, bringing with them their sensitivity and their caringness, not their sharpness, not their talent for negotiation and so forth, but their talent for gentleness and caring, their talent for peace on earth. Men often represent the warring nature, and women the peace. Well, let's have all humanity represent the peace nature. And as all humanity represent this peace nature, then the world is expressing this peace at all times, under all circumstances. It's our privilege to be wonderful, to be good, to be fantastic if we choose. However, to express the femininity of our nature, men and women both, to express that femininity under all circumstances, that gentleness, that caringness, that lovingness, then we understand why men have women in their lives. Women represent the gentle nature, and this is the nature that is so important and so wonderful for all of us. Today we can begin to recognize that all of us, men and women alike, children, adults, have the feminine nature in us, which is eager to come out. Oh, sometimes we express it in a strange sexuality, we express it into modes of manipulation and control, and we like the tiger approach. Well, I assure you, the tiger is a wonderful, gentle lover. I assure you that most animals have created within them the gentleness of lovingness. And when people have a sexual relation, generally speaking, it is a love relationship. That's why it's called that. Because it is a gentleness, a sensitiveness to one another. But sex should be the last thing on our list. And the first thing on our list is to love one another, to be gentle, to be sensitive, to be caring. And this is why we have women in our lives. This is why women exist at all, is to express this gentle, caring nature, which is the divinity within each one of us, which we want to live under all circumstances in our life. Each one of us can experience this, man or woman. And the more we experience this, the more loved we are. We may not be understood in the fact that we back away from a fight, but we don't back away from a fight. We move in with gentle, loving negotiation, gentle, loving caring. We are interested in why the other person wants to fight in the first place, why the other person feels unsure of himself in the first place. And as we do this, the gentleness, the caringness, the femininity of our being has an opportunity to express and come forth and be the divine that we are. This is our choice today. Are we ready to enjoy this for all that it's worth? I say, let's go for it. Let's understand why men have women in their lives and treasure that with all our heart and all our soul and all our being. For this is the divinity at work in humanity. And this is such a delight to say how wonderful it is. How wonderful it is that this is the truth, the whole truth, and everything that expresses this goodness that we are. Today, make this claim for yourself. Enjoy this claim for yourself, and have a wonderful life. I love you. I love you. I love you.